This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, welcome. Hour number two, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thomas Bell joining us now. He is CEO of B3 Media Solutions. Thomas, welcome. How are you today?
Very well. Thank you for having me.
No, I appreciate it very much. TikTok, it's in the news. It's been in the news, by the way. I would almost say, Thomas, since its inception here in the U.S., it has become very big, very powerful, a lot of people on it. The platform is used, as you know, since you're in the media end of things. It's used for many, many, many things, from entertainment to education. You name it, it's there. Yet at the same time, and I think you probably will know here in a moment which side of the fence I fall on this, we've got certain people on Capitol Hill, which, by the way, Thomas, have no business making any kind of decisions along these lines, because most of them can't use their cell phone unless their aide helps them, but yet they're going to make decisions on how to run TikTok.
I'm with you on that one. I agree 100%.
Where do you see this headed when it comes to TikTok? And again, we could get in and talk literally for the next hour on why they're trying to do with TikTok what they're doing. And really quick for everybody listening, by now most people know this, but the claim is the Chinese can see all of the data from all of our users here in the U.S. On and on we go. They're trying to figure out a way to protect that, to basically make, you know, ByteDance divulge itself of all of that, if you would, or de-invest, if you would, here in the U.S. Now, Thomas, I also know that for even a lot of you listening that may not know this, all of the data that is used by U.S. users, and Thomas, make sure that I'm saying this correctly, is actually handled and stored in Texas on U.S. soil. It has third-party watchers over that on a consistent basis. And to my knowledge and all the investigative work I have done, the Chinese do not have access to it.
You know, that is what's being said. From where I sit, I'm going to beg to differ that they do not have access to it.
Okay. And tell me why. Because I'm looking at both sides trying to figure out exactly what's going on here, and I'm hearing, in my chair, I hear all sides.
Well, you know, it just depends on what you believe. I believe that they do have it here in town, but I do think, or here in the United States, but I do think that, you know, they are being accessed by people in China.
Okay.
I think that it's their tool. I also believe that it definitely poses a clear security threat and is exposing the American data to foreign surveillance. I find it hard to believe that China controls all the companies on that side, and they do not have the ability to access our information. I think that it's pretty easy to get around the security procedures here in the United States and be able to access our information from what I'm looking at.
Okay.
I think that needs to strengthen the data sovereignty here in the United States.
My next question was, I don't agree with the current fix that the House of Representatives is trying to push through. I'm not saying that nothing should be done, and I'll add a caveat to that, Thomas. I'm not saying nothing should be done with all digital platforms, by the way, because I think TikTok is being singled out, while there are some other individuals, Meta, Google, et cetera, that aren't far off of that, other than they're not owned by the Chinese. But as far as the data they're getting from the users isn't much different at the end of the day. Tell me what the fix is.
Well, you know, I think you hit the nail right on the head. I think that it's also accessible from the other platforms as well. Who do you want to have it? And I don't know if there is a fix for it. I believe that they're addressing it. I think that it should be mitigated. I don't believe in banning it. I do believe that that we should definitely look at who is using the information, and I prefer that we use the information ourselves in the United States.
Okay.
Just kind of who it is that you want to interpret your information. And
by the way, I can't disagree with you on that one at all, Thomas. And I'm not one to say nothing needs done. I'm just looking at it as it should be equal across the board. And currently, the particular bill going through is only dealing with TikTok, yet at the same time, leaving a wide open door for the government to control pretty much whatever it wants to in media.
But I do believe it's setting precedent. So I agree. They're attacking and picking on one in particular. I do agree that they're overly focused on that, but I believe a large part of that is media making sure that you're
agree.
Some controllers in media making sure that you're looking at what they want you to do.
That I will not disagree with you on at all. 100%.
Right.
100%.
So they're trying to keep your eyes on a particular thing. And I'm with you on the fact that we need to look at it in its entirety in a holistic sense. You're nailing it. Exactly. We believe in the same things here. I think that we should look at the whole program. But I think that by restricting TikTok in some sense, we are going to strengthen the positions of the American platforms in the U.S.
Okay.
And I think that that could serve us. We can control more narratives, and we can be more careful about what is being accessed, what's accessible to foreign sovereignty. So.
When it comes to businesses that may be using all of these platforms to not only conduct business but promote different things, and again, Thomas, as you know, all of these platforms are used for a sundry things when it comes to the business end of things. If you're somebody in your business that's relying pretty heavily on the TikTok end of things, what would your suggestion be to those people?
Diversification.
Amen.
The landfill is changing so quickly. It is posing a problem for all, including my company. You know, being that we're deeply embedded in the fabric of social media analytics and intelligence, I, too, am facing a significant shift in my operational strategy if TikTok is banned.
Okay.
So I have to rely on, you know, not just TikTok data for consumer insights and trend analysis and things like that. I have to diversify my data sources. And so I really, really suggest that we diversify across a variety of platforms and look at data in its entirety.
And some of the good creators, by the way, Thomas, I've kind of been, it's funny what you say, because I've been watching some of them do that very thing where they're like, you know, maybe they even got started on TikTok. That's been kind of their primary platform. And a lot of them now are like, hey, check out my other, you know, channels or my other sources on these other platforms as well. And I look at them and think, you guys are pretty smart because you're ahead of the curve.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. You can use it while it's available to help strengthen your other platforms if you can. And making sure that you're able to reach your audience to a variety of those platforms. And also it's going to help you as a company, where you have more than one source.
Diversify.
You're going to be a much more legitimate source if you're pulling it in from different areas and you're putting it out in different areas as opposed to everything going through one channel and platform.
Here's a question for you. And this is one of the other fears that fear isn't the right word. Here's one of the other concerns. I'm not really fearful of this, but here's the other concerns that I have, especially with this particular bill and the way it's written, is they're really wanting to kind of get into the back door of TikTok, the algorithm, and so on. And they, you know, essentially want that to be shared. And my feeling is, yeah, they want that shared because what's made them so popular and successful, of course, is the way they, as you know, the way they use that algorithm, and they keep feeding things back into those particular users, something that not all of the others, you know, between Google and YouTube and Meta with Facebook and Instagram and so on, I don't think they've quite mastered that as well. Do you see this as also maybe a backdoor from the other companies trying to figure out how to reinvent the wheel?
Stop it, man. You see it. You definitely see it. That's exactly my thoughts. I think that it gives me some access, and I can see behind the magic door a little bit. What's going on back there behind the in the back of Disneyland? I'm able to get behind there and see the magic, see the recipe. And I think that that is also a strategy that other companies are lobbying for, that our government is cooperating with.
And really quick, by the way, that's part of my concern. Not that I'm a friend of China, because I am not, Thomas. They are one of our biggest adversaries. My belief is China would love to rule the world and see us go away. So I by no means want to help them. On the same token, I don't like the way this is being done.
No, I don't like the way this is being done at all. But the overriding thing that I'm concerned with is, even though I don't like the way it's being done, I do believe it has a certain effect on our children here in the United States.
Agree.
And they need to do something immediately. I mean, really immediately. I think that it is definitely, they're feeding things to us that they do not feed to their own. And they're allowing us to have access to things that they don't allow their own to have access to. For what reasons, I don't know, but I don't think it's because they like us better.
You know what? I will leave it at that. I cannot disagree with anything. I guess, Thomas, here's what we'll do. As we watch this kind of head through, there might be some votes on this even Tuesday, tomorrow, I should say. Between the two of us, we'll keep each other abreast of things. If you need to come back on, by any means, let me know. I'd love to have you back. You and I think very much the same.
Fantastic, man. I really appreciate you having me.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Appreciate you, Thomas, very much. That's Thomas Bell, CEO of B3 Media Solutions. And you guys have heard me talk about this many, many times. It's not that I am a fan of any of these platforms, by the way. Google, which is YouTube, Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram. And then you've, of course, got TikTok. And yeah, there's a few others out there, but I hate to say they don't count. But no offense, they don't count. They're not the leaders. It's those four probably that are your largest. And my fear here is there's three of them, or really two of them, Meta and Google, that are really trying to figure out a way in the back door to get the algorithm to TikTok, because that's what's made it so successful. I am not by any means saying that they are absolved of all of the wrongs that they do. On the same token, I always get concerned when the government, just like the Patriot Act, sets something in motion that can't be reversed, and we today are still living with the Patriot Act that was supposed to have ended some 20 years ago, roughly. And it hasn't. Because typically, like any good church committee, once it gets started, it will never end. Sorry I did the comparison there, but it's just the way it works. Whether it's a church committee or government, once they get something going, they will not stop, and it literally takes a quote-unquote act of God to get it to stop. That's my concern with what's going on with TikTok, and I will go back to what I opened up with. We also have a bunch of individuals that know little to nothing about technology that are making decisions on technology, and that in and of itself should be scary to any of you. So, Hi-Fi Plumbing is next. I talked earlier to Levi about PEX Plumbing, and the fact that there can be some issues there. He basically has agreed to go out and check any of you that have any kind of flexible PEX plumbing. And he said he would do that free of charge. So by all means, if that's you and you think you might have some issues, you might be underneath one of the recalls that was there, or you just want to make sure, is the plumbing that I have good, safe, secure, and do I have any known issues? That's where High Five comes into play. And if you need anything done, anything repaired, it's $100 off that repair right now. 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE is High Five Plumbing. 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. And don't forget Veteran Windows and Doors right now. Free labor to install windows and doors through the month of April. Give Dave a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
All right, Bruce Simmons, he is our reverse mortgage professor. We talked to Bruce here in studio on Friday. And if you've thought of a reverse mortgage and you want to know the details and isn't right for you, give Bruce a call today, 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage is not the impossibility you once thought, if you're properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage expert, Bruce Simmons, can uniquely provide the expertise and advice that you need to eliminate your mortgage payment and do what you've always doubted could be done, give you more cash flow. Of course, you still need to pay your own property taxes and insurance, but eliminating your principal and interest payment will allow you to live a more financially comfortable lifestyle in your retirement. By calling Bruce to help you get this going now, you can move forward before additional rate increases take effect, and he can always help you go back and get more money when interest rates start to ease. Don't assume. Call the expert we trust for real and honest advice about your reverse mortgage. Call Bruce Simmons today at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Are you a retired salesperson? Would you like to make some extra income with minimal time involved and no pressure? I may have the perfect option for you. My name is Tom Lozano, and I am in the final clean business. What is final clean? We work with the major commercial construction companies in Colorado. When an apartment complex or hotel is just about finished, they need a final clean company to make the project ready for the owner. So what would you be doing? It's so simple. I teach you to find the right person at a commercial project. You introduce yourself to that person and give them a brochure. You pass the contact information over to me and you get paid. And there's a very nice back-end commission available if the job closes. Interested? Go to klzradio.com/final-clean. That's klzradio.com/final-clean. It'll be the easiest sales work you have ever done. klzradio.com/final-clean.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right. In other news, there's so much today, I don't think I'm going to be able to cover all of it. Red Rocks. The employees there are now upset over staff appearance guidelines. They say it violates their right to self-expression. Newsflash, no. It does not. It doesn't violate anything because they are the employer. You are the employee. And if you don't like their rules, and that's what they are, not laws, but rules, you are welcome to go put your application in anywhere else you like. It's that simple. So the renowned concert venue, Red Rocks, frequented by music lovers. This is an article coming out of 9 News. From all walks of life is imposing restrictions on the way their staff look. Employees are now pushing back, saying this violates their right to self-expression and individuality. Again, you're giving up those rights when you actually have a contract to work, which what it is, whether it's written or not, it's a contract that you've agreed to enter into whereby you are selling your time to the employer for said wage for X amount of time, with the caveat that you can quit or they can terminate upon notice. But in giving them this contract, you're agreeing to their terms, i.e., you must wear this uniform, or you must always have this hat on, or if you have tattoos, you must have them covered up, or you must not have any facial piercing showing. Or you got to wear this clown suit. I mean, guys, it can be anything. And when I say clown suit, depending upon the employer, I'm not far off. Go be a Disney character. Guess what you're agreeing to do? You're wearing a character suit for whatever the time is you're employed. It's the agreement that you've agreed, you know, it's the agreement that you've entered into. So a segment of the policy obtained by 9 News outlines a new dress code, which, by the way, I'm all for, and staff appearance. Many employees would not interview with 9 News fearing retaliation or job loss. But for Amanda Ray, working at Red Rocks is her second job, alongside her primary employment in healthcare, where she works because she loves it. I could make a lot more money doing a second job in my profession, but instead I would rather be out here. Again, it's a choice. Amanda, you choose to do what you want to do. It doesn't get old. I think I've worked over 100 shows in the last season, and the very last show, it's like, it's Red Rocks. It's the best place in the city. Okay, fine. Approaching her third season, it isn't just a job. It's served as a sanctuary for self-expression. Well, it's always been a job, Amanda. I'm sorry that you think it's been your self-expression sanctuary, but it's a job. She discovered her true self later in life, coming out as a lesbian at 28, which, by the way, I don't care who you are. I don't need to know that, frankly. None of my business. Ray says she embraced her identity through getting tattoos and piercings, each one symbolizing her journey towards self-acceptance. You know what? God bless you. Good for you. But no offense, as a patron, I don't care. As a customer at a place of business, I'm just being frank, folks, I don't care. Now, I get some customers do. Some customers want to be involved and hear your life story and this, that, and the other. I'm one of those customers where I don't. I'm sorry. If I want to get to know you better, then I'll ask some questions and I'll figure things out. And great, we can be friends. Otherwise, just service me. That's all I need. That's all I'm paying for. That's all I want. In fact, there are times when I go places, I don't want to hear your life story because I don't care. I know I sound really blunt and rude, but this is the way it works inside of the customer retail world, people. Some people just get tattoos because they're pretty, but for me, they're a part of me. Well, yeah, they are a part of you because they're inked on. It's the story of my life. Ray says the magic of Red Rocks mostly has to do with the diversity of people who attend. The venue has allowed her to be herself and in turn forge connections with fellow concert goers who share her affinity for tattoos and piercings. Great. I'm glad. Not anymore. The guidelines threaten to diminish this sense of belonging for her and her colleagues. The policy limits facial hair, including sideburns, beards, and mustaches, bans facial piercings, including nose, eyebrow, and tongue piercings, and mandates coverage for tattoos deemed vulgar, explicit, or offensive. And by the way, here's my guess. I don't know this because I don't work at Red Rocks, and I don't have any insight, and I don't know anybody that does work there or runs it. My guess is they had complaints. And they probably had enough complaints where they decided, you know, we just need a universal policy so that nobody feels like they're going to be singled out. We're going to go ahead and just make this across the board, have a complaint, and eliminate the complaint, and here's our new policy. Because, by the way, that's how businesses do things. If you get enough complaints on something, and you feel like it may affect your business, or it has affected your business, i.e. maybe somebody sent an email that said, you know, I went to a concert and while I was there, I saw this, that, and the other. And by the way, I'll never be back. That was offensive to me. That tattoo that I saw was offensive to me and I'm not coming back. Okay, at that point, they're going to take note and they're going to say, wow, we probably this offseason should come up with a policy whereby everybody's on the same page when it comes to the people that work here full-time, part-time, doesn't matter. We're going to have a policy across the board. It is what it is. And that's most likely what they did. Those of you that are not in that end of things, the managerial ownership end of things, maybe don't know how that works. And evidently, Amanda doesn't know how it works. But Amanda, let me help you with some things. This is how it works. And Amanda, if you owned Red Rocks and you were in their position and you were looking at some of these feedback things that were coming in and you had to make a decision on what to do moving forward, you wouldn't do it any differently. And I can pretty much guarantee if you come back and say, well, no, I would let everybody have free expression. Well, then you'd sacrifice your business in doing so. And you probably would sacrifice some revenue in doing so. And you may not be as apt to do so. Remember, folks, not every concert at Red Rocks is a sellout. Am I right, Charlie? Not every concert is a sellout. Not every venue they bring in is a sellout. Not every wedding that they host is a quote-unquote sellout. See where I'm going with this, folks? Red Rocks does a lot of things besides just concerts. They hold all sorts of meetings, events. There's a little museum there. You can get a bite to eat if you'd like. You can go to a concert. lots of things that happen at Red Rocks outside of quote-unquote sold-out concerts. Because I know what some people would come back and say is, well, if every concert's sold out, then they're not going to lose any revenue with these people running around with tattoos and piercings. The problem is not everything is sold out there. They do a lot of other business at Red Rocks, and they need as much revenue as they can. Because keep in mind, it's also a venue that, make sure that I'm right on this, Charlie, that runs basically from the 1st of May till about October. So they have no revenue from November, December. I mean, little revenue because they have a few things that go on in the background. But basically no large revenue November, December, January, February, March, and April. 5 months out of the year, they have literally limited revenue. It's probably the best way for me to say that. Yeah, they do the Easter service and some things like that. But again, most of those are probably not even revenue generators for them. They're done sort of free gratis, if you would. People aren't paying a ticket fee to go to Easter Sunrise service. You just show up, last I checked. So, again, part of what these employees, in this case, Amanda, doesn't understand is this is a business. And I'm sorry, but your self-expression doesn't mean anything to me as a business owner. I appreciate you have self-expression. I appreciate your journey. In fact, I love you for your journey. We all do. That's not the point here. The point is, if what you're wearing and doing is offensive to some that might otherwise come and spend money, that's a problem for a business owner. It's why businesses have policies, procedures, dress codes, and so on, is to overcome some of those potential pitfalls that they don't want as an owner. So I'm sorry, Amanda. You evidently don't know how businesses run, sad to say. And I guess in your case, if you can make more money in the healthcare world, even as a second job, that's probably the route you're going to have to take. Now, I know this is going to sound really, really harsh. But even without you, Red Rocks will continue. That's the fact. Without all of you that are disgruntled, Red Rocks will continue. That's just the fact of how things work. Golden Eagle Financial is next. Al Smith would love to help you with your financial future. Give him a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Your retirement plan needs to be reviewed periodically with Golden Eagle Financial to maximize the options of your retirement. Al Smith has seen almost every curveball that can be thrown at a retirement account. He's worked with folks who are just starting their savings or entering the job market, and people who retired 10 years ago. What they have in common is that a periodic review is essential to retiring with security and confidence. You don't have to worry about your retirement. Al will partner with you to go carefully through your plan and make sure you're still on track to retire comfortably and on your terms. Go to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation and get your retirement back on track. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Registered investment advisor, BCM, and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. He'll join me at 5 o'clock for our Monday Mortgage Minute. In the meantime, Kurt's direct number, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217-147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
All right, I got this text message in a moment ago about Roof Savers of Colorado. Dave Hart, would you be able to mention, Dave Hart came out today for a roof inspection. Man, he was all you said he was. What a great person and knowledgeable. Thank you, by the way, for that text message. Actually, what I was also going to say, too, is Dave is looking for us. He asked me to do this. What I mentioned that we're hiring an experienced roofing estimator. So here's the thing. When a customer says that about Dave, if you want to go have a really good job, that's the kind of person that you're working for. Roof Savers of Colorado, 303-710-6916.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
Hey, don't wait to give your wife that great dream remodel she's been waiting for. Call Premier today. Find him at KLZRadio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel. Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, Richard, welcome. Let me get you brought up here before I move on. All right, welcome, and give us a little insight into there's new uniforms for the Broncos and a trade.
New uniforms and a trade, and this is draft week, Dad, which is one of my, as you know, one of my favorite weeks of the year. It's sort of my Super Bowl, since the Broncos haven't been in the Super Bowl in a while, but one of my fun, more fun times, I guess you could say, in the entire year. And yeah, so new uniforms this year. If you haven't seen them, they're a more modern look, which was to be expected, Dad. Right when the Waltons took over, you know, when you buy something, you want to put
your name on it.
When you buy a company, right? Exactly, you want to put your stamp on it. You know, companies change hands all the time.
Right.
What's one of the first things to change? Right, logos, uniforms, something of that nature.
Branding. The branding of it. You want it to be yours, not the old owner.
Exactly, and so it's definitely a different look than maybe what people are used to. Some people aren't going to like them. I kind of like them. They're a little bit more modern. They sort of remove the big swooshes that the Broncos fans have become used to, as far as on the sides of the pants and of the jerseys. And they've got some mountain elements to them, 5280. They've got a new white helmet, which is really cool, and they brought back officially the throwbacks from the 70s, Dad, right? The orange crush jersey.
They were good.
With the light blue and the D logo with the horse inside of it. Just a really a cool logo. That may actually be my most favorite uniform of them all. Their helmet, instead of that glossy finish, is more of a matte finish, which is kind of fun. That's sort of the new rage, by the way, if you didn't know, amongst the new kids.
Okay.
Ultimately it's good. I think that it will be an exciting kind of change. to something I know that the ownership group has been looking for a while, and obviously you got to have wins and stuff to go along with it, but it should generate some excitement. And then on top of that, they traded for a quarterback from the Jets. Zach Wilson is his name, and he was the Jets' first-round pick. I think he was the second overall pick. Andy will probably correct me tomorrow or Wednesday, as we'll be in the studio for that. But he was the second overall pick out of BYU. He was sort of, I guess, known for his athleticism, you know, not quite Patrick Mahomes-style dad, but just a very athletic kid, could throw the ball all over the place. Didn't quite come together, right? He played his first 2 years, didn't do great, had some ups and downs. He had some moments. He actually beat the Broncos, I think, a few times, or maybe at least one time. And then Aaron Rodgers, right? The Jets traded for Aaron Rodgers last year. He gets hurt the third play of the game,
right,
of his tenure. Zach Wilson comes in. He kind of was in an unfun spot. He played most of the year, got a concussion, came back, and then was out the rest of the year. And so he was needing a change of scenery. He's going into his fourth season. You basically swapped picks, right? So there's seven rounds in the draft.
Right.
You traded them a sixth. They traded you this quarterback and a seventh. So you essentially moved back about 50 spots in the draft for a chance that this guy may work out.
Okay.
That's basically what you ended up doing. And so
really low-risk deal when it's all said and done, right?
Very low risk. In addition, he was guaranteed $5 million, $5.5 million this next year. The Jets are taking half of that. Hmm. So if that tells
pretty
you
cheap
kind
date.
Of the level, it's a very cheap date. And in the NFL, you know, for Sean Payton, you know, and here's the deal, Dad. This guy has got immense talent. And Andy will tell you, he can make every throw. He can throw wherever you want to. It's all about mental, which we've talked about, you know, a lot of, with quarterbacks.
Right.
That's a lot of them, right?
Right. That's right.
Can they figure out the mental side of the game? And so for some of them, yes, they can. For others, they can't. And it seems like with Zach right now that he struggled on the mental side, the processing piece of it, because the mental tools, or the physical tools, I should say, are there. It's just kind of up in the air if the mental tools are there or not. And so we'll end up seeing how that works out. He'll end up competing with Jarrett Stidham, likely, for a job. However, for the starting job, I should say. However, there is, you know, rumors running rampant that the Broncos may trade up in the draft or drop back and get one of the lesser-known quarterbacks or whatever it might be. So, fun week ahead, lots of unknowns, and again, we always kind of talk about the draft and what spring means, which is, you know, hope springs eternal, right?
Very cool. All right, before we take a break, article in the Colorado Sun, I may talk about this a little bit more, or maybe leave this up to you guys to even talk about on Wednesday amongst yourselves, because you guys are going to do draft day on Wednesday. But there's a columnist on the ColoradoSun.com website, Trish Zornino, I think I'm saying that the right way, who wrote an article. I talk about Trish quite a bit because her and I think completely the opposite. And she basically has an opinion piece that Caitlin Clark deserves to be paid the same as men. No excuses. This, by the way, is coming from somebody that, I'm going to say it this way on purpose, very ignorant about this entire topic.
Yeah, and she admitted that in the story, right, Dad, that she doesn't really watch professional sports, albeit she may be more likely to now that Caitlin is a part of the league, which here I will say separately, I think that's great.
Yeah, fabulous. Absolutely.
The way that you get for women to, or for WNBA players, I should say that specifically, right? For WNBA players to make as most, what probably not going to happen, but you as much as the NBA players, right, is people to watch the games, people to go to the games, people to buy merchandise. And so do I think that Caitlin Clark can help with all of that? Absolutely. I think she's a really fun and exciting player. But you and I were kind of talking about this earlier off air. It just goes back to supply and demand, right? And ultimately, there's not a huge demand for going to watch WNBA games. There's just not. The women.
Yeah, I'm not one of those that's going to go watch a game. Sorry, that's not me.
Well, for example, right? The Nuggets, you played the Lakers on Saturday. They're going to play them again tonight.
Yep.
Super exciting game.
Yep. Great games. Great game Saturday night. It'll be a good game tonight.
Yes, and people pay for Slam Dunk.
Yeah, the cheapest ticket I looked for tonight, even on the nosebleeds, is about $250 or so.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And so ultimately, it kind of goes to this idea, Dad, that, you know, people pay for, you know, products and stuff that they're entertained by. And that's not to say that, you know, women's sport isn't really good and that they're really talented, because they really are. But when it comes to paying, and there's only so many entertainment dollars to go around, Dad,
right.
Unfortunately, for the women players out there, it's just not as exciting. And that's just how it is.
No, I mean, I'll give you another really – I know we got to take a break, but I'll give you another quick example. That's, you know, ladies golf, you know, the ladies PGA versus the men's PGA, by the way. I like watching both. I like watching the gals. I think they're fun. The bottom line, though, Richard, is people want to see a guy get up there and smash that stinking ball 350 yards.
They do. And the women's game is a lot more
more
technical.
Yes.
Right?
It has to be.
It's a much more it does, and they have to be that way. And so, yeah, do I think that this is something that is going to be this, you know, driving force behind women's wages or WNBA wages, I should say, changing? Probably not. I think Caitlin may bring some more revenue. And I think that WNBA players may have the ability to actually negotiate a little bit different of a salary structure, and maybe to share more in the revenues. Last thing I'll say is this, Dad. The WNBA brings in between $180 and $190 million a year, which isn't chump change. But obviously you've got to factor in all the costs associated.
Yeah,
right?
Hardly
travel,
pays its way.
Salaries, things like that. The NBA brings in $10 billion.
Yeah, that's a huge difference.
There's quite a bit of a difference there in terms of salaries and everything else going on.
Yep.
So now, again, I'll say this to say, I'm excited to see Caitlin play. I may actually tune into a few of her games just to see. Honestly, I'm more excited to see her put some of the old guard in place.
Hmm.
And then, the old guard in place. And then I'm also excited to see kind of how some of the younger kids do on it. So
all right.
I think it'll be fun.
All right, we'll be right back. Got a car review coming up. Don't go anywhere. Ridgeline Auto Brokers is next. Two locations now to serve you. One in Boulder, one in Fort Collins. RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Brokers specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE-certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, right now they've got an AC tune-up special running. Give them a call. Find out how that works for you. Find them at klzradio.com.
Rain Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC helps save you money and stay ahead of costly Colorado regulations. For example, their dual-fuel solutions use a heat pump for your primary heating and air conditioning with a natural gas backup. Cub Creek can outfit your house with a heat pump that heats and cools your home, coupled with your existing furnace, which will kick in only when the temperature drops too low for the heat pump. This solution solves the main problem of the heat pump, which is poor performance in very cold weather. And it allows you to continue to use the furnace you've already paid for when the temperature drops, saving you money. Cub Creek will talk you through your goals and help you balance cost with comfort. It's your home, and Cub Creek wants to be your guide through Colorado's confusing rules and incentives. Give Cub Creek a call today and start the conversation. There's no obligation. Go to klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
All right, John Cannata, he is our cyber guy. Find out how your business is protected or not today. Give him a call, John the Cyber Guy, klzradio.com.
Have you ever considered a career as a cyber criminal? Think of all the money you could extort from victims. No experience? No problem. With the latest ransomware as a service, you can get all the tools and support of a top-ranked ransomware gang for just a few dollars a day. And with so many underprotected businesses out there, you won't have to work very hard. All you need is a big ego and no scruples. But wait, maybe you're an ethical person with a conscience, a business owner who just wants to take care of customers. You'd rather avoid ransomware. If that's you, call John the Cyber Guy. John knows the tactics hackers use and has the tools and know-how to stop them. Ransomware as a service is a real and growing threat. Don't let some entry-level hacker bring down the business you work so hard to build. Contact John, the Cyber Guy, today at klzradio.com/security or call him at 720-593-6688.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Marianne with Brightview Landscaping Services said, "I would just like to say that we really enjoy working with BES. If I need a toner, I just make a call and they send it out right away. If we have any issues with our equipment, which we rarely do, they come out right away and our copier that we lease works very well. I would highly recommend this company to any business that's interested in having great customer service and equipment that works great. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We've got a car review that we want to move into right now as well, Richard. And you have recently driven a 2024 Toyota Tundra TRD Pro.
Yes, Dad. And this is a really fun car. You and I have talked about the Toyota lineup for a while now, and they've really made some improvements over the past few years, although some would argue they're still kind of behind the competition. But what I would say is this Tundra, Dad, is everything that you came to expect and love from the old Tundra, just kind of new and improved, right? You've got a new V6 hybrid engine in there, that turbocharged, which works really, really well. I mean, it's phenomenal. It runs well, tows pretty much anything you want to do. But yeah, we drove the TRD Pro version, Dad, which is a little bit more off-road based, right? That's kind of its function, its purpose. We had this beautiful dark brown color that kind of looked like a football, at least that's what the kids called it. And so take that as a compliment or not, but it was just a fun little bit different color, not quite some of the orange and greens that we get on occasion from Toyota. So really fantastic there. Price on this vehicle, Dad, let me say this. You can get a Tundra, Dad, for anywhere from the mid-40s to the low 80s.
Okay. Depends on what you're getting as far as model options, all of that, right?
All sorts of things, right? So the TRD Pro version is meant to be able to be picked up from the showroom floor, in essence, and taken out on the trails, right?
Right.
And so, as a result, you pay for that. The model we drove was about $75,000, but it came with pretty much everything you want, right? 14-inch touchscreen display, heated and ventilated seats, you know, heated steering wheel, CarPlay, all the fun stuff that way, dual zone climate control, all of the safety aids. It's got cameras, you know, galore on it, which anymore a lot of these do. But the nice thing on these cameras, Dad, is you can actually do different things and see different angles. So if you do take this truck off-road, you have the ability to maybe see a rock angle or an incline, or, you know, without having to get out of the truck. You can do that, you know, straight from the comfort of your cab, which is a really, really nice feature. And as far as, you know,
this is the hybrid model as well, right, with a turbo engine hybrid and gets low 20s for fuel economy, correct?
Correct, yeah. You go kind of for the lower grades, what are they? I'm going to pull it up here. They just call it the iForce V6 engine with rear-wheel drive. Versus if you start getting into the upper levels, they call it the iForce Max, which I believe kind
twin
of
turbo.
Said that adds some of the turbo, adds some of that hybrid. And I will say this, that driven it several times, it works really, really well. Was able to do a little bit of, you know, kind of put some hauling and stuff in it, haul the pressure washer around. You don't notice anything. It's a great for a half ton pickup. It really serves its purpose well that way. It's ultimately just a really solid truck. And like I said, something that we've come to expect from Toyota over the years has been its ability, right, for reliability.
Right.
And I have no reason to second guess that here. We don't have any super long-term testing, folks, but all I can say, Dad, is it works really, really well.
Well, and they were the innovator and really been the leader on the hybrid end of things, and I would agree with your statement there. Yeah, they've not been out long enough now to have any, you know, really, you know, years and years and years of testing, but given their track record from all the way back to the beginning of the Prius. Reality is, yeah, no reason to believe these aren't going to last for hundreds of thousands of miles. Richard, as you know, and I say that really with all confidence. There's no issue with that end of things, and that's just the Toyota reliability that they've that's what they're known for.
And they've just done a phenomenal on the inside, Dad. And again, I know a lot of people are going to sort of balk at that price, right? $75,000.
No, that's normal anymore.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. Folks, go out and try to buy a half-ton pickup right now. It's got any sort of amenities on it, and you're going to be paying north of $80,000.
That's right.
For this truck to kind of top out at that market is really fantastic. But I really enjoyed it. Toyota's done a fantastic job. And the way they've done their trim levels, Dad, to where you can get basically buy a trim level stock for sort of what you're going to use it for, right? If you want a platinum and you're going to kind of use
right.
it as a luxury,
right.
or, ride around, you can buy that truck and even the 1794's edition, do all that without having to worry about upfitting it, additional trim packages or whatever it might be.
Right.
Versus the TRD Pro, obviously, that we drove, really nice because you can take it off-road and you don't have to do a lot of things that way. They're also providing standard. I don't know if it was on this one, but they have the option, I believe, for a 3-inch lift on it.
Yes.
Which is a really nice feature that kind of
yes.
comes straight from the factory. And obviously, you being in the aftermarket world for as long as you were, you know that something coming from the factory and then being able
always
to
better.
Warranty it, always better.
Always better.
So,
absolutely.
I would say, again, two thumbs up. We always enjoy Tundras. Toyotas, again, you can argue a lot of things with them, but reliability, consistency, and honestly, them doing it right is not one of them. So really enjoy it. If you want to learn more about this vehicle, at your local Toyota dealer, test drive it, get your friends and your family in it. By the way, there's plenty of room in the Crew Max version
there is.
That we drove.
Yes, there is.
Get them in it, test drive it, and when you do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
Great. Richard, appreciate it very much. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. See ya.
You're very welcome. All right. And that, again, is the new Toyota Tundra, not Tacoma, but Tundra. That's their full-size pickup, so they're half-ton pickup, and it's a hybrid version now. And, yeah, to Richard's point, they work really, really well. And, again, Toyota is well-known for their reliability and on the half-ton series. And you see a lot of them in Colorado, by the way. This is one of their hotter markets for this particular vehicle, so you're going to see these around. And there is some inventory of these out there as well. So, yeah, go check that out. Level Engineering is next. Alan Davis, find out if solar works for you and your home. There's a new program different from what's been there before. Find out if that works for you. 303-378-7537.
I remember the time when Hillary and I were together on the debate stage and she bumped into me. She said, pardon me. It made me think of Alan Davis. You gotta get a hold of Alan Davis and ask him to pardon me. Pardon me from my power bill. I hate it. You hate it. And there is gonna be a way to make it end. I hear so many people say, sir, I don't like the power company. They take all my money. Just call him. Alan Davis at 303-378-7537. Get your pardon today. adavis@levelengineering.com.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And no, Bill Clinton was not used for that ad, but pretty funny anyways. Good job, Alan. And yeah, if you want to know more about your power bill and what he can save you, Alan can do that for you by all means. All right, got another full hour, of course, coming your way. Sort of recapping something that Richard talked about that we didn't get a lot into, but may be able to get into a little bit more this next hour, is the whole opinion piece on Caitlin Clark deserving to be paid the same as men. And she's using it, this particular columnist is using that as a reason for all jobs, all places should be equal, which I've talked many, many times on. For all intensive purposes, they are. If you can perform the same work at the same level and do it the same, I don't think any employer cares whether you're male or female. The reason why there's this quote-unquote wage disparity is typically because of time taken off to raise families and do other things with. But somebody that just stays in the workforce has every bit of the ability to make the same amount of money as their male counterpart. But when it comes to professional sports, all bets are off as far as everything I just said a moment ago, because it's not going to happen in that particular world, at least not right now. We'll be back. Hour 3 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.